Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Work on the family farm takes everyone pitching in and doing their part, including man's best friend. From helping to round up livestock to chasing off predators, a farm dog's work is never done. American Farm Bureau is proud to partner with Nestle Purina Pet Care for the third annual Farm Dog of the Year contest, celebrating hardworking farm and ranch dogs and the role they play in growing our sustainable food supply. Farm dogs hold a special place in our hearts even after they're gone. They are loyal, loving us at our best and worst. The Farm Dog of the Year contest is just another way for us to show our gratitude and celebrate these members of our farm families. The 2020 farm dog, Flint, began his career later in life, proving that you can teach an old dog new tricks after all. Although Flint had been with his owner, Beth Crandall, since he was a pup, he didn't start herding cattle and other livestock until he was 7 on the family's ranch in Utah, along with Beth and her husband, Rhett. For the 2021 contest, AFBF will recognize a grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, as well as up to 4 regional runners-up and a People's Choice pup. Prizes provided by Nestle Purina Pet Care include 1 year's worth of dry dog food, a trophy plate, Purina products, and a $5,000 cash prize for the Farm Dog of the Year. A $1,000 cash prize, trophy plate, and Purina products for up to 4 regional Farm Dog of the Year runners-up, and Purina products including 1 year's worth of dry dog food for the winner of the People's Choice Pup. Who will join Flint with the honor of being named Farm Bureau's 2021 Farm Dog of the Year? You'll need to tune in to the Foundation Night Inn at the American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention to find out. Registration is free and opened on Thursday, December 3rd. In the meantime, we still need your help in selecting the People's Choice Pup. We've narrowed it down to the top 10 and we'll be tallying your votes to select a winner. You can vote for your favorites on the AFBF Facebook page. There's no time to lose, though. Voting closes December 18th. Get your votes in and join us in celebrating our farm and ranch dogs this January. With less than 2 weeks before the current spending package expires, lawmakers are working on a package to fund the federal government for the remainder of the fiscal year 2021. R.J. Carney, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, provided context on the ongoing negotiations. Carney said the federal government is currently operating under a continuing resolution which will expire on December 11th. The House and Senate have agreed to top-line spending amounts for all 12 appropriation bills. The next step is for the subcommittee chairs to finalize and agree on the specific allocations within their specific bill. USDA is now accepting applications for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP 2, for farmers and ranchers whose operations have been impacted by the current pandemic. More than 300 commodities are eligible for the program, ranging from livestock to row crops, specialty crops to aquaculture. Sign-up closes on December 11th. Have you submitted your application? This year's candidates for National Thanksgiving Turkey, Corn, and Cob were raised by Iowa Farm Bureau members Ron and Susie Cardell. President Donald Trump picked corn as the top turkey and pardoned both birds in a White House ceremony just before Thanksgiving. The turkeys will live out the rest of their natural lives at a special facility at Iowa State University. Ron Cardell chairs the National Turkey Federation and is a 6th generation farmer. As viewers tune in to Hallmark Channel's Christmas movies this year, they'll see ads promoting beef. For the first time since 2003, Chekhov-funded Beef It's What's for Dinner ads return to broadcast television to remind consumers across the country that beef is an ideal protein to serve on holiday menus. Illinois Department of Agriculture will open the second year of fall covers for spring savings program on December 15th with a few new requirements. This year, applicants will be required to certify their cover crops approved through their local FSA office before applying. Applicants will also need their current FSA 578 and federal crop insurance policy numbers for the 2021 application process. The program is applicable for acreage in Illinois planted to cover crops in the fall of 2020 that will be planted to an insurable crop in 2021. Eligible applicants receive a $5 per acre premium discount on the following year's crop insurance invoice for every acre of cover crop enrolled and verified in the program. The discount program was designed to promote additional acres of cover crops that are not covered by other state or federal incentives. Illinois Department of Agriculture will use a combination of tools to verify acres applied for through this pilot program are planted in cover crops. The program is only applicable for those with coverage through the United States Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency Crop Insurance Program. Confirmed applications will be forwarded to the USDA RMA for processing and applying premium discounts to 2021 crop insurance invoices. The inaugural season of the Premium Discount Program, initiated by State Senator Scott Bennett and Senator Andy Menar, resulted in an additional 50,000 acres of cover crops planted in the state, with 70% of applicants identified as planting cover crops for the first time. Farmers are encouraged to take this program into consideration when making fall planting decisions. Applications are available in December on the Illinois Department of Agriculture website. Further information can be obtained by contacting the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-6297. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.